Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. And the AFLW, the big news last week is that they're going to be getting a pay rise. Some great news, which is why we have on the line from the AFLW Fremantle Dockers, hailing from Northam, Emma O'Driscoll. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, this CBA news, about time, I say. Yeah, it's really, really exciting to have this new CBA in place. And obviously, some stats have been thrown around social media, like the 94% pay increase.
Yeah.
So it's bloody good, and I can't wait to get started.
And these stats aren't beefed up by any means, are they? This is legitimately you guys are going to see this money as players.
100%. We are genuinely going to be getting paid basically double what we were getting paid last season.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, and it just means that the hours that we have been doing, we're actually going to be getting paid for, which, I mean, you'd think that's just normal work, like rights to be get paid for the hours you're doing. But the AFL have a different understanding of that sometimes, and they finally come to the party. So it's really exciting.
Now, the AFLW is just going from strength to strength. How hard did you guys have to fight behind the scenes? Or was it you got to a point where you proved yourselves and going, hey, we deserve this? Or did you actually have to fight pretty hard for this?
No, there was definitely a lot of fight. The AFL Players Association are incredible. So we had them backing us the whole way. And I think it really came from our leaders and player delegates at the club that were voicing the players' opinions and our thoughts around it. So, yeah, thank you to obviously all of our leaders and delegates and then the PA for actually going to the AFL and pushing hard for something that we deserve.
Now, I'm looking at some of these figures here, and Alan and I were actually talking about this on air, and whilst this is such an amazing kind of increase, 94%, you're still not quite there as being full-time professional athletes yet, are you? So do you feel like your work here isn't done yet?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a long way to go, and I think everyone understands that. We've got to keep pushing and fighting for what we want and what our long-term vision is, and I think at the moment we've got something in place that's setting us up to hopefully become full-time athletes by the time it's 2025, 2026, around about then.
Yeah,
so, yeah, so basically we increase the amount of games we're playing each year. Well, that's what they're hoping for anyway. Increasing the amount of final series. We have all 18 teams in. I think it's only going to go up from here.
Now, in saying all that, I was saying this on air that as good as this is, we really need people now to get around women's footy more than ever. This is where we're going to see the money. We need more sponsorship. We need more bums on seats.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what everyone's saying at the moment, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Everyone's saying get around women's footy. The fact that we've got grassroots programs as well does help because girls can play from, say, Auskick all the way through. So I think that encourages that sort of demographic to come down to the games. It encourages their families to come down to games. And then I think, as the saying goes, you can't be what you can't see. And I think now that you can see AFLW players playing on big stages like Optus and the MCG, I think it's going to definitely attract a bigger crowd.
Emma, can I just say, and seeing how some of your players are, you know, working your lives around this game, you know, some of you are full-time parents, some of you are holding down full-time jobs, yet you are still performing at elite athlete level. I would go as far to say is you're actually doing better than the boys.
I'm so glad you said that, Carly. We run the world, girls, don't we, really?
It is amazing to see.
It is. It is. I'm constantly in awe of my teammates who are able to work, you know, 8 till 4, then we're at training from 4:30 to 8:30. So I think most of them do work full-time. A lot of us now will be able to drop back to part-time work, which, again, is a step forward. We've got chippies. We've got, you know, tradies on roofs all day in the sun, coming to training and having to train at night. We've got I'm a physiotherapist myself, so I guess talking to people, handling people all day and then coming to work. It's pretty special that we can manage to perform the way we have been. And I think it's exciting now to see how well we're going to do with our workload cut in half, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is so great. Emma from the AFLW Fremantle Dockers, thanks for the chat today.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.